Thank you very much, Tom. I do enjoy occasionally being reminded of being a mathematician. Let me welcome all of you here. It is indeed wonderful to see so many people here and just to feel the excitement and energy in this room. I've driven by here for 30 some odd years. I've seen this building. It's made me sad over the years to see building that was not living up to its potential for what it could be and what it could represent to the community around it. And it's just wonderful to see, let me say, this beginning of what we believe this entire area can be. Before saying anything more, I do want to acknowledge the elected officials in the room. We have State Senators Maddie Hunter and Kwame Raoul. So thank you for being here. And we have Alderman Pat Dowell and Willie Cochran. So also thank you. So aside from my own viewing of this building over the years, there is, of course, a more powerful message in what's happening here today. And this building represents something at the intersection of two things that we've been deeply committed to over the last several years. One is a full and deep expansion of the arts altogether at the University of Chicago. And second is building on our potential partnerships and developing partnerships with the communities around us in positively representing ourselves as an active partner for these communities and really reflecting how deeply important these communities and our membership in these communities is to the university. The idea for this really grew out of the notion of thinking about the arts at the university as a whole, and one key component of that was to be the initiative in arts in public life, which meant that not only did we want to do things on campus, not only did we want important relationships and connections to the great art institutions downtown, but very specifically part of this goal was to build connections to the arts community on the south side of Chicago. And this project then, this arts incubator, represents what I believe is a key step, but not the last step, in building the connection of the university through the arts to the community. It's something that has been very much on all of our minds at the university, and in order for these types of things to happen, to take ideas like this and make them a reality, one needs leadership. And so I'd like to thank first Larry Norman, who led so many discussions for an extended period of time in getting a conceptual framework for our thinking about the arts at the university, and in particular, having this type of idea germinate within the university. Second, of course, I would like to thank Theaster Gates, because without him, what you see here would not exist, and Theaster is providing enormous and visionary leadership for us in thinking about the arts and thinking about community and particularly thinking about how they come together. I want to thank Alderman Pat Dowell for her great help. This would not have happened without her support, her engagement, and more generally, this represents, again, it is a partnership of the university with our elected officials, with our community leaders, in order to see things like this happen. Another thing that's necessary, aside from leadership, is resources. And people commit resources because they believe in vision that people have expressed. And I want to thank Carol Coletta of Art Place for her wonderful support early on There are many things that we do, and we have many supporters, of course, but I always particularly appreciate the kind of support we can get from people who are looking at what's possible and have their own vision that things that don't exist actually could exist, that starting from not so much, you could do something great. And so I particularly want to thank Carol for playing such an important role here. I also want to acknowledge our trustee, Mary Lou Gorno, who is here. The trustees of the university may be not so visible to everybody, but I can assure you that it is really only with the support of the trustees of the university that we have been able to accomplish a lot of things, but in particular, they have been enormously supportive of us pressing forward on both the arts initiatives at the university and the deep commitment to building partnerships with the communities around us. So I'm going to turn the podium over to Theaster, but I just want to say again how much I appreciate every single person in this room who's here, just adding to the excitement and enthusiasm for what I know will be the beginning of a powerful and transformative place here on Garfield Boulevard. Thank you.
Thanks, President Zimmer. What's happening, y'all? Wow, this is so cool. Right on. Artists, leading the way. Weirdos, bureaucratic weirdos, can get so much done. The Arts Incubator was born, I think, out of a couple of considerations. One, I've always believed, and I think a growing number of people believe, that artists are an important part of how the world makes sense. And when the world doesn't make sense, the world looks to the arts to help remind us what it means to be human. That artists have the capacity to not only redefine the small spaces that we inhabit, but we have the capacity to help redefine the world. And that this incubator space was a kind of acknowledgement that if we could create more venues whereby artists and people who don't even know they're artists yet could start to play and imagine and grow big ideas, that great things could happen here. That in addition to the university's commitment to this building, which is hugely important, it's also important how buildings are used, what goes inside a building, how it functions, who benefits from the asset and the resources that have been created. And so my excitement is really not only that the University of Chicago cared for this exterior, but they would be thoughtful enough to understand that the arts are key to any kind of successful reinvestment that we make, and that artists are key to the expansion of cultural opportunities in a place. And I'm really honored to be a part of the team that's helped to make this happen. So for this community and to the University of Chicago, I say thanks. Thanks. But there's another part around how when a place like this in a neighborhood that already has amazing things happening, already has amazing cultural institutions like the Clio Center down the street, the churches that are here, the good work that Aldermans Cochran and Dow are trying to do. Like, how can we be an additional light among lights? And then how can we model a certain kind of light, vibrancy, a kind of excitement, a certain kind of artistic and cultural experience that then becomes a model for the rest of the neighborhood, the rest of the city? That really there's a dearth of opportunities for artists, and we have to change that. That in the last 30 to 40 years, we've seen a decrease in the number of venues that are available for artistic production. And that just shouldn't be, especially when there's the potential for more cultural vibrancy than ever. Why are we losing our spaces? And so this is one opportunity to say that space is the beginning of a celebration of who we are as creative beings, and I'm very, very happy that this place is open. There are some other partners who have been hugely significant in making this happen. One, people keep thinking that I am some kind of non-sleeping art slave. You know, it's not true. And I want to acknowledge Bill Michael, Mary Harvey, Larry Norman, the Arts and Public Life team, the staff of the Arts Incubator. I'd really like to give them an applause for the work that you guys have been doing. So good. That in fact, artistic leadership is just artistic leadership. It needs people on the ground that actually believe in this work every hour of the day. I'm sending emails at 2 a.m. and people are responding at 2:05, which is scary. But I also wanna acknowledge another really key partner, and that's the Office of Civic Engagement. Universities often have an arm that's kind of community service, right? And that arm, it's a funny arm. It's the catch-all arm that, like, when nobody wants to deal with anything else, you kind of give it over there, and you throw $5,000 at something, and then everything's better. But because of the leadership that I feel I've experienced with Derek Douglas and Will Towns and Dara Epson, and the kind of support that they've given the arts and public life, oh, Sonia's out there too, the support that all this team has given arts and public life has been really amazing. And I'm finding that it's not the throwing $5,000 out of the community service arm that makes the Office of Civic Engagement really important. It's the fact that we all believe that these neighborhoods are the most important neighborhoods in our country, and that as a result, they deserve what other very magical, special neighborhoods deserve, and we're all committed to making that happen. So for the arts part, and for the fact that there are gonna be other kinds of significant reinvestment in this place. For those of us who live in Washington Park, sweep your stoop, clean your windows, keep your building, because there's a lot of significant reinvestment that's going to happen. It is awesome, and culture's gonna be a part of it. And for those of you who live in other parts of town, you're gonna miss out, right? So again, Alderman Dowd, thank you, Sister Michelle Boone. We're gonna look at a video clip, I think. Enjoy yourselves. The South Side is not without tremendous cultural wealth. We're often without a space to share that wealth. And that if we were to aggregate some of that cultural activity, bigger cultural things might happen. Space and the creation of venues really helps to cultivate a city of creative people. Arts and Public Life is the University of Chicago's pretty ambitious desire to think about the relationship between the arts that we celebrate on campus, the ways that the arts can be a conduit for friendship with the rest of the Southside community in the city.
Arts and Public Life is focused on four things primarily: artist residencies, arts education, community engagement, and programs, exhibitions, and talks.
The community of Washington Park is one of the oldest and richest Southside communities.
We thought, man, wouldn't this space in Washington Park be a very ideal place for an ambitious cultural arts program?
We're steps away from the Green Line, 55th Street Garfield stop. We're just a short walk from campus.
The Arts Incubator in Washington Park is a space that is about artists. Our Artists in Residency program began last year, where we had three diverse Chicago artists. We expanded this year to include five artists who represent a variety of disciplines.
Not only are they interested in the introspective work of being an artist, but all of them have expressed interest in direct community engagement.
It's great to have the space to generate work, but The residency was actually an invitation to engage with Washington Park, the neighborhood.
I am a artist, former, and also an educator.
We are exploring arts education in some creative ways.
Through workshops, Family Saturdays, which primarily happens at the Logan Center.
Young people will be encouraged to become apprentices in our wood and metal shop. The work that we do is in complement to the work that's already happening here in Washington Park.
We welcome the Arts Incubator in the community because we're able to partner with them on several things that we're doing, and hopefully they'll be partnering with us on several things that we're doing.
We're taking the programs that's available to the Art Incubator, and they are being shared with everyone in the community to come in and see what we have to offer.
The arts in particular are the lifeblood of culture. And I think having a vibrant art scene within your community allows other cultural aspects to grow and become strong around it.
When you reactivate 10,000 square feet in a place like Washington Park on a main street, this will have consequence in ways that we couldn't imagine.
I want to introduce my mentor and good friend, Michelle Boone, Commissioner Michelle Boone. She's been a real light for us all, but especially personally, I want to just say thanks and introduce Commissioner Boone.
Morning, everybody. So I've known Theaster for, what, about 15, 17 years. Met him when he first was a young artist working as a teaching artist for Gallery 37, and I was there. And and we've maintained a friendship. And about 3 years ago, or maybe it was 4 years ago, Theaster invited me to go to Milwaukee with him because he was working on a project that he was going to be doing with the Chipstone Foundation and the Milwaukee Art Museum. And we spent the day together on an Amtrak train traveling to Milwaukee, and Theaster was wearing this big gray flea market sweater and some ratty jeans. And now look at you. Brothers wearing tailored Italian jackets and designer eyewear. This is what the arts can do for you. We want to see this kind of transformation here in Washington Park. But it was also on that train ride, Theaster talked about his dreams and his ideas about how he wanted to use his practice to really make an impact and to connect with cities and to connect with communities. And when he first told me about this project that he was doing here, and I knew the building well, I'm a Southsider, so I knew exactly what he was talking about, and he said he was going to take over the building, university is going to give me this building, I'm going to redo it, and it's going to be awesome, this arts incubator for artists. I said, Theaster, that's awesome, but do you have to get rid of the Harold's Chicken Shack? And then I learned you don't say those things lightly to the artist, to Theaster, because he started to say, you know what, you're right, we have to bring back Harold. So don't be surprised at what you might find here at the Washington Parks Incubator. So good morning, everybody. I'm Michelle Boone, as Theaster said, the Commissioner for the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, and I can't tell you how thrilled, pleased, and how full my heart is right now to be here in this space and to congratulate Theaster, to thank the University of Chicago for allowing his vision to be realized. In October of last year, our department released a new cultural plan for the city of Chicago, the first one in over 25 years. And neighborhoods and the way that arts can help transform communities is a big part of that. The cultural plan identifies a number of priorities that include economic growth through culture, elevating and expanding cultural assets of our neighborhoods, fostering cultural innovation, and attracting and retaining artists and creative professionals here in our city. So I'm really thrilled that the Arts Incubator will advance these and so many other of the goals in the cultural plan, and excited that Chicago and the Washington Park neighborhood will be the beneficiaries of the incubator's work. All of this designed to create an intersection between the professional development of artists and creative professionals and cultural engagement. So again, thank you so much, The Aster, for sharing this wonderful space with the Southside. Thank you, President Zimmerman, the board and trustees, and the artists who are really going to infuse such wonderful activity, creativity, and innovation here in this space and to the entire city. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. So I want to do one more acknowledgement. President Zimmer mentioned Carol Coletta and Art Place. You know, we're in a moment when how cities are reshaped is kind of a big question. And Art Place has done an amazing job at being integral in how cities imagine culture being a part of that shaping. And so Carol, who's another mentor, and who in all of my exploits, you know, I kind of text Carol, I was like, Carol, I'm in Baltimore, what do you think? You know, I'm in St. Louis. And Carol is always calm, and she's like, The Aster, just slow down, you can't do every city. but it's been a really wonderful friendship, and I want to acknowledge that Art Place was a partner in this this space. They gave us a $400,000 grant to launch our design apprenticeship programming, a lot of the core programming that happens here, and also helped with a little bit of a facility upgrade. And so that kind of partnership is really important to us. I just want to say thanks. All right. Now I'd like to introduce Alderman Dow, who's like my new partner in crime, and I hope that you're happy with the work that we're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, Alderman Dow.
Good morning. How's everybody out there? I am so happy and so delighted to see this corner come alive again. As many of you who live in this community know, and I see Harold shaking his head over there, he knows, this has been a dead corner, and it is filled with life today and will be filled with life forever. When the university started purchasing land in this area in 2008, I have to tell you, I was a bit skeptical. And I was skeptical because, you know, it's the University of Chicago. They're the big elephant in the room, and we're just a community. But this incubator could not have been a better way to come into this neighborhood. I don't think President Zimmer, had it been in just a regular academic building or a facility center for the university, that it would have the same impact. Coming in this way through The Aster and his vision has been the most appropriate way to enter into the Washington Park community. The Aster's vision is one that is simpatico with the vision of Washington Park, with the vision of Bronzeville, and we support you, The Aster, and look forward to working with The Aster and the university as we begin to look at some other things around here to do, working in collaboration with my great colleague, Alderman Willie Cochran, who's on the other side of Washington Park. We hope to be doing great things with the university. So I'm happy today about the possibilities for the future of Washington Park, and that the real meaning of partnership between a big elephant and a little elephant, we can all be one elephant together. Thank you very much, and please come back and bring others and spread the good word about what's going on at the corner of 55th and Prairie. Thank you.
Thanks, Alderman Dow. So I think one of the things that's really helped to make this work for me is that I'm an artist, and that I feel like I've been part of the artistic fabric of the city in a lot of different ways. for a long time. And one of my closest friends, allies, homies, is Brother Avery R. Young. Avery R. Young will lead us in the ribbon ceremony. Brother Avery R. Young.
We walk blood brick hymns. We muddy blues here. Dark front way, back way. Sweat cooling waters inside this business of turning clay into foundation and foundation into tenement songs to render the skyline on everything. The street and the people who bend her will decor these walls, these floors, these windows, dancing freedom on this corner and in this air. See, we speak chicken grease and brooks. We sketch holy dances and stepper sets. We capture all that makes us we, rich, poor, happy, middle, or just learning to breathe this art we be now, tomorrow, and forever. See, we turn bone into beautiful, dust into magic.
That's so good. Dang. Avery? With that, I just want to say thank you all for coming today. It's special, and I can't believe that I'm not crying.